Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, December 16th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the arrest of Mary Chiwenga, the wife of Vice President Constantino Chiwenga, and the removal of Felix Nhlahlamangwe Ndiweni as chief of Ndabazinduna.
To join this discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And don't forget that we are live streaming on all our Facebook platforms. So please visit VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona and VOA Studio 7.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the arrest of Mary Chiwenga and the removal of Chief Nhlahlamangwe Ndiweni from the position of chief by President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Vice President Constantino Chiwenga's wife, Mary Chiwenga, appeared before a Harare magistrate court today, facing charges of attempted murder, money laundering, externalization of over $1 million, and attempting to forge a marriage certificate while her husband was hospitalized.
The state alleges that Mary Chiwenga attempted to kill the vice president in South Africa when he was hospitalized by forcibly removing intravenous medication from his body, resulting in him bleeding profusely. The former army general was said to have been incapable of helping himself when this happened.
And in Bulawayo, relatives of Felix Ndiweni are planning to file a court application seeking the reversal of President Emmerson Mnangagwa's move to remove him from the post of Ntabaziduna chief. The government claims that Ndiweni was not properly selected by the family. The family says his removal is politically motivated.
A Zimbabwean Nkululeko Mbonisi Fuyane has set up a fund on the internet in which almost $5,000 has been raised in 2 days for taking care of his family and buying a car for Ndiweni, whose state-sourced vehicle has been withdrawn. Fuyane is expecting to raise $30,000 for the chief on the fundraising app GoFundMe.
And in Harare, former South African President Thabo Mbeki held a two-hour meeting with President Emmerson Mnangagwa. According to the state-controlled Herald newspaper, Mbeki wanted to see for himself the current situation in Zimbabwe. Mbeki played a key role in the holding of talks between ZANU-PF and MDC formations, which eventually led to the formation of a unity government in 2009.
Ye, ulive talk lamhla sikhangela indaba ezimbili. Udaba lokuqala ngobotshwa kukankosikazi Mary Chiwenga, umyeni kaMnumzana Constantino Chiwenga, yena umsekeli kamongameli weZimbabwe. Ubotshelwe ke ukuthi wazama ukuthi ambulale, kuthiwa wayefuna ukumbulala sibili esibhedlela khona ngale kwele South Africa, ngokuthi asuphune intambo lezi lamanalidi ayifakwe emzimbeni kaChiwenga. Ngesikhathi engenelisi lokuthi engenzani. Kukhanyazani wathi sekwenzile khona kwazama ukuthi aphumela esibhedlela ukwenza ukuthi kungazi ukuthi kwenzakalani phambili khona ngale. Kodwa kukhanya wamiswa ngabanye abantu khona ngale sibhedlela ukuthi baphumelaye ngoba wayesephuma igazi okumangalisayo uChiwenga. Bese kuya njalo olunye udaba anganobotshelwe lona ukuthi wahambisa imali eningi kakhulu ngaphandle kwelizwe leZimbabwe. Kwathi ke waphinda njalo wazama ukuthi alungise amaphepha omtshado ongekho emthethweni. So ke konke khonokho ke kungazani akujabulisanga uMnumzana uChiwenga osekhanya ngazani useyalana lo mfazi wakhe kumbe ngithi lekhosikazi lakhe. Kuzobuya ke uChief Nhlahlamangwe Ndiweni sizwile ngempela viki ukuthi ususwe ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esikhundleni esithi kazange akhethwe ngemfanelo. So ke mfisa lizwe ukuthi okhulumela imuli yakwaNdiweni uMnumzana Wilson Bancinyane Ndiweni uthini ngodaba lolu? Ake libone ividiyo yakhe lapha litsho ukuthi likubona njani.
Ibizo lesibongo
uWilson Bancinyane Ndiweni
lingasitshela ukuthi njengemuli nyathela bani elizalithatha ngemva kokubona lincwadi ku-social media?
Ngemva kokubona lincwadi njengoba siyibonile ku-social media, thina njengemuli sizahlala phansi kodwa vele cabanga ukuthi sizayisa emthethweni. umthetho welizwe nxa uleqiniso umthetho welizwe nxa usazi into yenza okutsho ama British lama Americans ukuthi akula rule of law lapho kuzakhanya khona ukuthi umthetho welizwe uthini ngento enje sebake bakuzwa ngapi ukuthi kule nduna exotshwayo first and foremost bakuzwa ngapi kule nduna ebotshwayo lamhla nduna le yayibotshiwisi ngexotshiwe izizathu nxa kuyikuthi balesizathu sabo sokuthi aso first born angikholi ukuthi baphelele wena ngathi balo mkhushane wengqondo badinga ukuthi baye kuma-psychiatrist bayehlolwa ngoba uzakhuluma uthini ngomntwana ongaso wakho ngingahlala lo mkami angizalela abantwana ebadobhe next door baze babe bathathu ngize ngezuzo wami ngowesine kambe ngabantu abami lapho nabo mntanami khonapho sengisazi ukuthi kule nto enje lenje lenje wrong so abangangeneli imizi yabantu ngulowo lalowo emzini wakho uyakwazi ukuthi umuzi wakho unjani bangasitsheli ngeguma langakithi ukuthi umntani wethu esimbekileyo baze babe bathathu ngize ngezuzo wami ngowesine kambe ngabantu abami lapho nabo mntanami khonapho sengisazi ukuthi kule nto enje lenje lenje wrong so abangangeneli imizi yabantu ngulowo lalowo emzini wakho uyakwazi ukuthi umuzi wakho unjani bangasitsheli ngeguma langakithi ukuthi umntani wethu esimbekileyo bathi kasulufi
ngimele umsakazo we-studio 7 ngikobulawayo elokitshini lenjube ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
So that's a video marvelous from Anastasia Ndlovu. You know, she was talking to Wilson Mancinyane Ndiweni, who says, you know, what they are witnessing is unprecedented. He says, you know, the government should not interfere with the running of the Ndiweni clan. So he says they've chose that guy, Felix Letamangwe, and they're sticking to him. And he says, you know, whenever you've got a problem, you must start by talking to the family instead of just doing other things like what he says the government did. He says, what are the reasons, really, for removing him? So he says they are at crossroads.
Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi tine gango ipo pano tichange tiri kutarisa nyaya dzakasiyana siyana. Tiri kutanga isu nekutarisa nyaya yatiri kuona iri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Tiri kuona Ishe Felix Ndiweni avo vari kuti ivo vakuronga kukwira kumadare repamusoro reHigh Court vachipikisa danho rakatorwa nehurumende munguva yapfuura rekuvaturira kuvatorera ushe. Saka regai tinzwe hurukuro yaitwa nemutori wedu wenhauta uraishava. Achitaura iye negweta Rachif Felix Ndiweni pane zviri kuitika vachitaurawo zvakare nevamwe kuti vanoona seichiitwe ichi.
Zvinhu zvakaitika hazitenderi nemutemo weZimbabwe neTraditional Leaders Act. Kusvikira nhasi chief kana kuti magweta chief haasati audza officially kuti kwange kwava nemhosva chii chakakanganisika outcome yedisciplinary process and the way forward. Kunze kwezvinhu zviri kutaura kumanewspaper nekumaradio. Position yefamily is Chief Hlanhla Felix Ndiweni. Ndiye chief wendaba zenduna. Asazi achinja. Akapointiwa mswa 20 June 2014 by the president who was empowered by the Constitution of Zimbabwe and the Traditional Leaders Act. And apana chinja achinja.
Machief zvinhu zveculture zviya kana kuti zvetsika dzedu dzechivanhu. Saka zvinozotishamisa isusu kana takatarisa takuona hurumende yave iyo yakuda kutora a leading role yekuti iite kuti chief uyu abviswe pachikaro. Tikazozvitarisa tichienda mberi tinoona kuti sezvo chief ane mamwe macommentaries akamboita achitaura mairirana nekukundikana kwehurumende pakuwanisa vanhu kodzero dzavo nemagariro akanaka. Nyaya iyoyo inobva yaratidzika sekuti apa hurumende iri kugwa nekuti chief wai achitaura zvinhu zvinobata kurarama kwevanhu.
Hatina kukwanisa kunzwa diri rehurumende panyaya iyi.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa mutori wedu wenhauta uraishava achitaura iye negweta raChief Felix Ndiweni uyezve achitorawo pfungwa dzevamwe sekutaura kwaaita hatina kukwanisa kunzwa divi rehurumende. Asi tine mumwe musoro zvakare mugango redu ranhasi. Tine nyaya huru iri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Apo nhasi mudzimai wemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaConstantino Chiwenga, amai Mary Mubayiwa Chiwengwa, tiri kunzwa kuti nhasi vamiswa pamberi pedare vachipomerwa ivo mhosva ye nekuda kuuraya murume wavo, kuburitsa mazakwatira emari kunze kwenyika pamwe nekufojera magwaro emuchato wavo navachiwenga. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa izvo zviregai tinzwe zvakare hurukuro yaitwa pamusoro penyaya iyoyi zvichitaurwa kuti zvii zvaitika mudare redzimhosva nhasi pamiswa amai Mary Chiwenga pamberi pedare. Regai tinzwe mutori wedu wenhau achitaura Thomas Chiripasi.
Amai Chiwenga avo vakasungwa nemugovera vamiswa pamberi pedare raMajor Street muHarare nhasi vachipomerwa mhosva yekuda kuuraya vachiwenga pavaive muchipatara kuSouth Africa, kuburitsa mazakwatira emari kunze kwenyika zvisiri pamutemo pamwe nekuita chikiribidi chekuti vagochatiswa nemurume wavo iye ari muurwere. Muchuchisi wenyaya iyi vaMichael Reza vaudza dare kuti amai Chiwenga vairambidza vachiwenga kuti vabude muhotera kuSouth Africa kwezuva rimwe chete vakazotorwa zvechisimba nevano vachengetedza vakazovaendesa kuchipatara. VaReza vatiwa amai Chiwenga vakazobvisa zvaishandiswa nana chiremba muchipatara kuSouth Africa kwakare vaiedza kuraramisa vachiwenga zvakazoita kuti murwere abude ropa zvakanyanya. VaReza vati izvi vaizviitira kuti vachiwenga vafe uye vaive vasina mvumo yekuita izvi. Mutongi wedare vaCrispin Mberewe vatura mutongo wekuti amai Chiwenga vadzoke kudare musi wa30 mwedzi uno, uye vati amai Chiwenga vakumbire kudare repamusoro reHigh Court kana vachida kutongwa vachibva kumba, sezvo vati dare ravo harina masimba ekunzwa chikumbiro ichi pakatariswa uremu hwemhosva yavari kupomerwa.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa mutori wedu wenhau weStudio 7 Thomas Chiripasi anga ari kudare nhasi achitsanangura iye zvaitika uyezve sekuona nekunzwa kwatiri kuita pari zvino amai Mary mubayiwa Chiwenga vatori mumaoko emapurisa. Saka ndozvatiri kutarisa pari zvino uyezve toda kuchingamidza vese vari muchirongwa chedu pari zvino. Kune avo zvakare vanyorera vachiti ivo vari kuda kupinda muchirongwa, aiwa, nyorai nhamba dzenyu makaisa zvakare macode numbers enyu kuitira kuti phonerai Gibbs.
So according to this paper that was filed in court, the state outline actually, it says that Mrs. Chiwenga on July 8th 2019 she went to the hospital where the husband was, and the accused unlawfully removed the medical intravenous giving set as well as the central venous catheter which were inserted to the complainant, and the complainant started bleeding profusely. The accused forced the complainant off the bed, held him by hand, and moved out from the ward before being intercepted by the security personnel at the exit door. The hospital staff was called by the security personnel, and they reconnected the intravenous giving set and the central venous catheter and resuscitated the condition of the complainant. So it seems as if there's a lot here that was actually written by the police. So maybe these investigations went deeper to, you know, the origin of the crime, of the alleged crime, maybe in South Africa. So it seems as if, you know, I really don't know. Maybe we'll get some experts to discuss
to weigh in, yes. And I would also like to toda kuchingamidza vari pa Facebook page yedu yeVOA. Shona tiri kukuonai Blessing Kamuseriro ari kuti I'm watching you from Cape Town kuno kuSouth Africa. Kudzai Marairi hanzi, I'm watching you from South Africa kuLimpopo. Boaz Jayaguru hanzi, tonazve malayers vakuti ngabudiswe. Boaz vari kuti but ndizvowo vari kuti hurumende inorega corruption here. Dixon Moya ari kuti I'm watching you bra Mike M. Dixon Murozva Papolokwani me ari kutaura hanzi Mary ari kuchikorerwa kodzero dzake. So we have a follower here who's actually saying he feels that you know, the rights of Amai Chiwenga are being violated. Dixon Moyo ari pano ati panhamba dzake Boaz hanzi ushe hauremerwi kumalayers. Munyaradzi Kabaira ari kuti good evening VOA, I'm watching you from Zambia. I think we have a guest, you can go ahead.
Yes, we've got a human rights lawyer, Mr. Machobana Ngube. He's based in Bulawayo. Mr. Ngube, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gibbs. Good evening to the listeners.
Good evening, sir. So now we see that Mrs. Chiwenga appeared in court. Tell us some kind of modalities of this kind of case, you know, in terms of, you know, how it is being handled. You know, people are wondering, can a vice president's wife appear in court? And how do people in such cases apply for bail and all those kind of things? I guess by now She's at Chikurupi Maximum Prison. So tell us a bit about what happens in such cases.
Thank you, Gibbs. Right, what happens is that if one has an offense preferred against them, usually it's the police who then record statements from that person, that is finding out what the response or the attitude towards the charge or the charges of the person. Then the Constitution requires that the person should be brought to court within 48 hours. Of their arrest. So I think this is what happened. And she appeared in court because the offense of attempted murder is what we call a third sexual offense, meaning that it is one of those serious offenses if you're looking at the Criminal Procedure and Evidence Act. So what it means is that it is an offense which only the High Court can deal with insofar as the bail application is concerned. So when you appear in court, you are just being brought in for a routine remand because that court then does not have, the Massive Court does not have the jurisdiction to entertain the bail application unless, of course, the Attorney General has consented that that court should have jurisdiction. So I think that is what happened. So what she should do is then to proceed to file an application in the High Court in respect of the matter charge. In respect of the other offences, she is at liberty to place before that court where she has appeared either a written application or an oral application through her attorneys for bail. That court will determine those charges. But perhaps for convenience, they will file all those, a single application, you know, encompassing all the charges that she's facing.
Yeah, now she's coming like a scene to civil Chilabantu. Ukuthi pho-ke njengoba ezihambe khona ngale enkantolo entilongweni so kutshoni nxa sihambile khona ngale nxa sedinga khonokho isibambiso sebheyili uza kususela ngaphi esiya ngaphi ngamafitshane
umuntu nxa ebotshiwe elethwa ecourt afakwe kulokhu esithi yi-remand ufuze ukuthi ahanjiswe ejele okwesikhathi kuthiwa i-remand prison over 14 days, apending e-court, i-court ibone ukuthi uphilile kalazimsolo ngendlela aphethwe ngayo kumbe emzimbeni ukuthi mhlawumbe unida udokotela and into ezinjalo. Kodwa nxa evalelwe ngaleyo ndlela ulemvumo yokuthi aphanyeke emthethwandaba ophezulu, i-High Court, isicelo sokuthi aphume nge-bail, afake isibambiso kumbe imali kumbe ngama-title deeds e-property nxa elawo asarende le-passport uwenzela ukuthi umthethwandaba usuthiseke ukuthi kasoze abaleke kodwa lezo yizinto ezizedetermine by ujudge after listening to ukuphikisana phakathi kwamagqwetha akhe lamagqwetha amele uhulumende, that is National Prosecuting Authority.
Yes, ubamba umlomo khonapho-ke siyabuya kuwe
aiwa tinotenda tanga tiri kunzwapo tichinyatsosanangurirwa nagweta vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu vachitaura ivo mamiriro akaita zvinhu pari zvino kuti zviri kuitika izvi zvinofanira kunge zvichiitwa sei saka pindai muchirongwa kana muri kudawo kutipa pfungwa dzenyu uyezve muchitipawo kuti munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi asi tiri kunzwa kuti nemuteereri vari panhare pari zvino hallo caller.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Tiri kutaura nani uyezve muri kupi?
Ndinonzi John, ndiri kumarondera muZimbabwe.
Taurai tinzwe mukoma John, kwakadi kumarondera muZimbabwe uku?
Hai, ndizvo. Upenyu hwacho tangoona kuti magetsi mainzi saka takunzwa emazuva esati tinenge tisina magetsi.
Aiwa, pakaoma. Taurai tinzwe nhasi tine gango, muri kunzwa dzirimo mudaredzi.
Regai ndingoti tata dzizi dziri nyaya ndweni inorwadza. Nyaya dzemamambo pasigari. Mamambo andione chete ngoti muZimbabwe munomuka zvinhu zvedu zvanguva zvanguva vhengere. Kuhurumende inopindira pakudini umambo. Umambo hauchizwe nehurumende. Vanhu vanodzezvedzinza anozivana kuti imba yanhingi kwakafa nhingi mwana nhingi ndari kupinda uyu ndari kupinda zvino hurumende iri kuti ndiweni haataure politics ndiweni haasi munhu It's an individual. Issues hake, despite kuti anotungamira masubjects hake. Anotaura omonera kana kubvira kudhara kana muhondo. Mama mbaita ranga zvingataura zvakushandisa izvi. Tose yakadaro ndozviri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tochenda yaMary. Kuroorwa nemunhu mukuru azviri kuti haona marights ako. Ndikutaura mukuru in terms yekuti kana president, mukadzi wapresident. Vakati havachadana kana kuti vanetsana mumba domas maitika domestic anofanira kutosungwa nemapurisa kana kuti nemakoti nyaya dzemumba dzekuti dzinodawo mege vana tete vanani vanani zvino zviri kutaurwa izvi masara muzi yekuti chivengwa adini 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 kana asade mukadzi chikundotada kudzokera nemukadzi wake wekutanga hanene ari kuna maUK It's not fair kuti atiite mukadzi zvaari kuita izvi but ndoshamisika madzimai emuno muZimbabwe anoita noise tere tiri kuyembukatakatarisa kumasure kwanatangira nyaya dzana amene zvaipindwa nanamambo ndaukangana vakadzi vake vaenda anoda vakadzi cheni dzevanhu vaidanana but waiona magroups evakadzi vachimiridzika kuita mweya yatsvina kuti tsvangira zvedina abhusa here is a lady she's being akushungurudzwa mukadzi uchi chiri kuitika
aiwa mashoko makukutuna
mhosva uyu
aiwa tinotenda nepfungwa dzenyanzva dzimuve nezuva rakanaka
nemiwo muri kuita zvakanaka mufunga nebasa renyu
Bye-bye. Over to you.
Silo, Baba, Davis Kumalo, Ekweni. Numzala Kumalo, kunjani?
Siyaphila tube, Baba, ninjani?
Siyaphila kakhulu, Kumalo. Asiqaliseke ngodaba lukandiweni.
Hayi, Baba, tube. Leyi indaba le iqinisekise. Uhulumende angangenile kiyo. Usefaka ipolitics entweni zesintwini lezi. Ngatshani lakho lokhu zona uhulumende, Baba, tube. Kachi imuli yakondweni ilungise yiyo bakwazi ngono ukuthi izinto lezi zininjani yazi kuba badube kufanele ukuthi kunje mina sokukhumalo ngiyawazi ukuthi thina sizalwa njani njalo abadala yiyo bakaziyo ukuthi izinhlolo zabo bazimisa njani uhulumende kayekele ukungenela kwifamily yakondweni abantu bakondweni bazimisele izinto zabo thina siyandela bona abantu bakomdlalo
ye kube sokubuya ke indaba yokubotshwa kwankosikazi Jiwenga ukubona njani khonoko
dube le iyahlupha leyo
ihlupha njani kuyo jasizo
hayi iyahlupha yakathi iindaba zebedroom ziyahlupha abatuzi so thina singakhuluma sikhulume bona bazana ngcono ngoba thina singabona ama-primary issues thina singama-secondary sizwa ngabo
ngingabe
sebesilwa bona abakulungisisi indaba yabo bonaba njengokuqasa kwabo ngoba thina singafika sibe sibaphambanisa yazi into ehluphayo abantu bezithandani namhlaba yalo sebebonke ugcine wena ngosurongo futhi wabaduzi into ehluphayo ngezithandani
utshayile kunjalo sibili
abalungisise bona udaba labo uthiwe ngalo mngakhe bazana bona bona
hayi siyakuze Khumalo
lathi wabaduzi enye into ehluphayo yile duzi yawazi ukuthi thina madoda sepha ngento eyi-one ukuthi kulezi izinto esizenzayo umntu ongumfazi ekhanyela anto wabona and then abasethathi i-advantage yokuthi wena nto busenza usite senza usite abesenza khonokho konokho usukwenza abeseathi ngasekwenzile usuke ubona wena susuzeuhlungu futhi
hayi siyakuzwa nkomo
so lapha kule ndaba bona abakulise ubabili wamaduda
sibongile
njengokuqatha kwabo
sibongile Khumalo sibongile sibili
lam ngiyabonge
Yeah, what you know, Papa. So he says, leave the Dwayne family alone. You know, and the Chiwenga issue, he says, that's an issue between two people. It's a bedroom issue.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I think we've got a caller.
Oh, hello, caller.
Hello.
Tukusora nani uyezwe muri kuphi?
Oh, ubaba wesintwini. Lungani kunjani?
Anyaphila baba linjani?
Yeah, unkomo.
Ya ngomnkomo.
Ye akutsho baba ukuthi wena ye phosela kho sibili kubane ngabantu. Ye.
Ngindebele.
Oh ngindebele ye.
Ye. Eh ale eka angisoze ngikhulume kakhulu le eka babuchenga.
Okay.
Ngoba lewa domestic yard and unye ongangihlupha ukuthi ngiyaxolisa ngoba vele mina ngingaba biased ngoba nge attitude towards ngiyambona ngani othi wenza into zonke abazenzayo zithe zi-right. So ngizagcina sengisiba unfair, ngicela ukuthi ngiyiyekele.
Ayiyekele sibe ngingena kokunye. Yeah.
Yeah. Ya sengibuya kwekamdiweni. Hhayi ekamdiweni, ya ekamdiweni iyatshengisela ukuthi eZimbabwe sile problem ngoba you cannot modernize the culture. Ukukhetha ama-traditional leaders silendlela vele esiwaziza ngayo and awungeke ukuthi khona wena ukube lomunye umuntu o-responsible nge-traditional leadership. I-culture vele ayimodernize. I-culture is always into yakudala, ilandela lilisiko lakudala. Lokho ukuthi khona sesisikele, sesiselwa ukuthi khona undiweni namhlanje kasole kuzeni. Hhayi akusizi. Into emele sinanje, kumele sikunanzelele khona ukuthi siyagene si-evolution of power. Ukuthi khona namhlanje thina silalungele lokuthi khona umkhokheli wethu nguphi ozasikhokhela ku-traditional. Sesiyadithemayinelwa ngabantu esingaphili labo ku-society yethu. So kuyatshengisela sibili ukuthi izini le-constitution yangkhona esiyisebenzisayo kuyafika kudanise ngoba kwezinye indawo iyasebenza, kwezinye indawo kuthiwa iyarealignwa. Angikuzwisisi mithi yabo kusebenza njani ngoba ngasokhulunya nge-devolution of power kuthiwa khona i-realigned into law but kwezinye indawo bayakwanisa ukuyisebenzisa bexotha ama othiphindiweni iyabi sisebenza khonapho. There is a problem there from efanele nayo iyaliye
phose lokugcina 10 seconds khonapho lokugcina ba
ye hayi yikho khonoko nje nakho ukuthi hayi indaba yesikhifu hayi ayifanelanga vele ukuthi ibe umongameli azibambe indaba zamakhifu ngoba amakhifu lisiko lakudala sebe sibambanisela amakhifu.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke eNdebele baba ungathola kusasa
eh? Alright.
Yeah, so that is Mr. Lungani Ndebele. He says, you know, these issues concerning traditional chiefs and others, they're left, they should be left in the hands of traditionalists and others. So he says, you know, the president has nothing to do with this issue, so let it be.
Very interesting indeed. Kuneo varipa chirongwa chedu tinoku chingamidza indru. Kuna sisi Gina Eugene Majuru. Murukuti muda upinda mchirongwa rega iti mboyeza kukufonera imuri ku Britain uko. Chaeza kupa producer weda kufonera ikuito teens ufungwa zenyu. Asitunotenda muripa chirongwa Munyagaza Mavamba. Anzi maskwera say kwa I'm watching you from Cape Town. Tinokutenda Elvis King Masuka Chanyuka. Tukunzo tina Elvis asi tutauti tiedze kubata sisi Eugene Majuru varipa Facebook page yedu yevyo Shona tiedze kubata. Halo mkoma tunokuchinga miza ipachi rongwa. Halo mkoma Elvis makadi yenyu.
Tunofara makasimbe.
Ai watiri wadi.
Mkoma Elvis.
Ehe.
Kimpe on South Africa.
Tawara itinzu.
Yeah, ningango ta angisa ra shoma shoma kanya ya ikutika ega tisange ni kuta ranya ya ye ni mtikimu kazi mpye zero inika edu
ehe
kutia no ndisha mika nige uti mwaka ya kia zopa rwa izo zere paka ya kuita nyaya ziti ya watu ilana iyo ni mwune wawo zopa utanga kusungwa mwuri but before kati zvaitika izvozvo nyaya idza dzakanyarara wasazorevaizvo kuti even zaki yacho iyoyo inoona neanticorruption nyika inorevaizvo kuti iboka rinoshanda riri anda vamwe vanhu vanorikomanda kuti itaiso itaiso hariti basa nararo nemazvo. So like it's not fair zviri kuitwa because mosva idzi dziri kutaurwa izvi zvakaitika some months ago. it's almost a year now, but it was started when you had the end of a why? Because our sister will are limited in Singa Miriwenye. So, this is going to go back here with the book and I read the bus around the mass or she reached that. They were going to be doing it.
Aiwa mashoko makuku tu chizai mataure yenyu mashoko yenyu kupedzisira.
Ngodoti heti Merry Christmas and Happy New Year kuvana vese zvimbabwe kunyange zvakaoma hazvo kudaro. Ngotiramba tichitenda Mwari kuti Mwari vanotiyambusa kupinda mumhoreza nehope yekuti zvichananda kunyika yekwedu varakomborere uye varakomborere zvimbabwe. Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Aiwa, thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yeah, thank you. So I think let's go to Mr. Machoba Ncube before we take on Mr. Nkomo. Mr. Ncube, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here, Gibbs.
Now, looking at this issue concerning the chieftainship, you know, what's your take as a legal expert in some of these things?
Well, I mean, there are quite a number of things that do arise concerning the issue of the chieftainship. You see, primarily it is the family that has to decide who has to be the chief, because only a chief begets a chief. So they know within their own lineage just who is qualified to be a chief. And then secondly, there is another issue that that does arise. The issue concerning there is a constitutional provision relating to the right to fair, just administrative action. Before a decision that is adverse to anyone is taken by the administrative authority, the person against whom that decision is supposed to be taken has to be given a right to be heard. They say you have to put the allegations to them. They have to respond to those allegations. And then the decision maker then has to then make that decision in light of all those things. So in this instance, I'm not sure if the chief was given the right to be heard concerning this matter. And then a decision adverse to his interest or to him was then made. So, but I think those are the issues that his lawyers should be able to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, and well done there. Let's take Baba Nkomo. Baba Nkomo, unganjani? Hello, Mnumzana Nkomo, uyangizwe icingweni, baba?
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, sikubambisile mpijana. Yeah. So, ubona njani konoko ke okwenzakala eZimbabwe? Siqale ngokandiweni ngamafutshane sibili.
Okwandiweni akungethusi. Amalita zema Tevelend vele izandlu emasoni bahleli bebeharasa unganandzela from 1980 sizofika lamhlanje. That's why ubona la ku top leaders yezanu umuntu ovele eMathebeleland ungu number 3 okukhombisa ukuthi baze bekufa abantu beMathebeleland bengafakwa ngaphezulu. UNdiweni kahlala esikhundleni sakhe uEmerson kaChiano noNdiweni asongwa ngakibo asuka koEmerson kayekele ifamily yakweNdiweni izikhethele uNdiweni siyamfuna ngwakithi uEmerson kaxotha induna zakibo le eChiano induna zakithi and amaleaders akithi eMathebeleland ma-air against izanu bayawazonda bayagcobe lokhu lalokhu. That's why ubona amanye amaleaders eMathebeleland engangena kuzanu ayenzisa izinto ezimbi mayesephuma ebe useless ezigabeni zakithi. Akula lead ephuma kuzanu ufica ichallenge izanu bonke bagoqa izandla bayesaba. So esikutsho sicela ukuthi izanu amaleaders akithi ayiwarespect iwayekele yenza into zethu. Sicela umuntu wesiNdebele eke engene ku-Emerson laphana sibone ukuthi uyifeyile kungakanani uNdiweni abamthiye ifamily kaNdiweni siyayibonga uNdiweni siyamfuna ngwakithi esikhokhele siyamazi indlela osebenza ngakiyo. Lalawa ama-leaders eMathebeleland ama-leaders eMathebeleland asetheniswa izanu ukuthi harasa abantu bakithi eMathebeleland. Please, please malilalele siyalicela yekelanini ukuhlukumeza ama-leaders akini ngoba liku-government yezanu eyayibulala abantu bakithi eMathebeleland. Siyalicela okwamanje abanye siyalizwa likhuluma lapha liphose liwele phansi likhothe ukubusasa seliphumile liba izinto ezingalancedo ezigabeni zakithi. In the first place vela alikaliyenze lutho emathebeleland lonke leke langena kuzanu ungani ngama-refugees ungani liyesaba ungani lacela ukuba kuzanu vela asiliboni lonke outright alilancedo ezigabeni zakithi. Siyakwazi u-Emerson usebenza labanye abantu abavela kithi abanikeza okuza imali ngalo ukuthi sukumezana ubani emathebeleni uyilidi ebonayo khangela wonke ama-leaders akithi esemathebeleni baba yazi aphiniwe ekhoneni uyazi wokuthi you can't even tell ukuthi kati vele what is happening why
thenaphana
bebe ngu-number one
kodwa
ngokuthi bona bayihlule kanjani.
Ye kuyaphetha ngani konke lokhu Nkomo okandi wena?
Okwandiweni abantu bakithi kasukumeni leke sithi thina enough is enough. Bantu beharalele ezanwini please sithiyeni want to stand alone mali sizonda isenza swa mali data kwendweni asibayekeli nisebenzisa devolution of power sisebenzisa ngamaprovince akithi akula nto eyi-one esiyicele eharare akula nto esiyi-one esiyicela kuzanu izanu ayizange yala emathebelelendi ibuye izobulala abantu bakithi. Ngiyamangala kula bantu bakithi abaningi ofica beqinisa imithambo bekhulumile izanu bekhotha ukuthi besifakele i-KPU sibizwa amahowu izanu leyi sibulawa njengezinja. Manje mile ngikhangela amangcwabo amaningi afika 30 awezanu ayenziwa ngu-Emerson lezanu ngibize abantu bakithi emathebeleni bejinga bezonda undiweni ake lizinuka amagwabha liyayangisa asila leader right now emathebelelendi ebonakalayo lingaphuma ezikhundleni kuzanu laphana lifakwe ezikhwameni lesoka lokuthi lizidifende ngoba liyaba seliyenza into ezimbi uNkomo wakungena nini liphume lingaladaka a still stick to
those kakhulunkomo
ukuthi wathi ngena liphumele ngaladaka.
Siyabonga khulu Nkomo ungatshela kusasa ba.
Let's take our next caller. Hello, caller. Hello. Hello, Eugene.
Oh, yes. Hi, how are you?
Hi, sorry. Tambo, kubati say mbijana because sikuona kwa mburu kita tine gangu. Sakava shinjivani zwa kuna utaura. Tambenge trukunzwa zwa chief ndiwene. Asi ipinda imu gangu muda utaura neshe ina. Asi trukutawara nanuye jemuru kupi.
Yeah, London. I just wanted to comment on the issue of Chief Nweni. It's very unfortunate that this has happened to Chief Nweni. But when things like this happen, we expect other traditional leaders, the other chiefs, they should have a voice. They're supposed to say something. If the issue hasn't been handled well, they should freely talk about it and say, as not, it was a kanaka.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem that's there at the moment in Zimbabwe is my chief Sacho Abanakubata now as well, which is a problem. The role of the chiefs in Zimbabwe is to advise the government.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, they are not advising the government at the moment. And if it's an issue which the government has not done something right, this is wrong. Which is wrong. So I think this is an issue that needs to be resolved. Otherwise, we're not going anywhere. If the chiefs are like bulldogs without chiefs, they cannot say this is right or this is wrong. They cannot express their opinions. We're not looking at Zimbabwe. We have a new dispensation. The president, Emerson Mnangagwa, said he's a listening president. So sometimes, constructive criticism, because that's the only way to move Zimbabwe forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if we have my chiefs at Chibatana, the traditional chief. We have Fortune Rumbira leading my traditional chief. We've not heard Fortune Achi someone my chiefs with me at Tauranya chief Duane. Why is that?
Saka muri kutidai pakwanikwa vachigara pasi savana chief votaurana pachezvavo.
Yes, sometimes I got up as Sana Chief Water and our Gazan, side quite my traditional leaders. Not put in or end up where I end up, that's wrong from the way I see it. It's just like the issue here, I'm sure you all know Kuchi Chief and Chief Yarare is still outstanding. Next year, we're going to be 40 years Zimbabwe Yawana independence, and the issue here, Chief and Chief Yarare, I sat here, Gazirifwa, which is an issue, and is it? And I think some Zimbabweans don't know kuti zviri kuitika zviri kunetsa zviri kubva kupi but vanhu vekuclan kwambari vanova chimadescendants achief mbari weHarare yacho they know what's going on and the government is advised every time and again kuti chii chiri kuitika zvinoda kugadziswa sei but the government haisi kutora agents nekugadzisa nyaya yacho that's why it's still outstanding up to now zvimwe zvinhu zvakatotaurwa kudhara kuti zvigadziswe mugabe was still there hasati zvatombogadziriswa so now the issue is manga acho madhara vedu vakatofa kudhara vaifanira kugadzisa maissues aya and the generation dziri kuuya right now they are not interested nenyaya idzi but zvinoramba zvichingoita carry on carry over and the problems ezimbabwe haagadziriki and if we go back and sort out zvinhu zvese zvetraditional zvacho zvisina kugadziriswa and so now when we look at issues anandi when it's just a continuation of nyaya dzino dzinotadza kugadziriswa
aiwa
issue we have issue ya Nambiana and my remains Nambiana actually ku London ku museum and 40 years after independence surely tinotadza kupusha kuti my remains adzoke I spoke to several members of the cabinet kuti vapinze that issue in the cabinet it discussed and it so that if I know to all some importance and it's an important issue but my cabinet members but vanotoshka as well to talk about this issue
I as think Shataka
is our own cabinet is afraid of talking about the repatriation of our heroes' remains. The heroes' remains are still in London.
Hey, Washat Shaita, this sounds like a really interesting topic that we can actually cover on one full program. Saka ndotenda hangu kuti mapinda muchirongo, asi I would like to actually come back to you after the show so we can see what we can do because you brought up some really, really important issues involving tradition and the role of chiefs. So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Marvel.
Okay. Tine vamwe caller vakabata. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello, makadi yenyu.
Tiri wadi makadi yenyu. Tukutaura nani uyezve muri kupi?
Ndinofara. Ndinonzi Dombo rinovaka. Ndiri kuChinoyi kuChikonono.
Oh, kuChinoyi kwakadiko kuChinoyi uko?
Ah, uChikonono ndizvo tumotambudzika nenzara yamunangagwe.
Ah, taura yenyu tinzwe. Nhasi mune gango muda kutaura nezvezvipi?
Ini na hangu ndiri kunyanya kubatwa nenyaya chief Ndwene. Isu tinotarisira kuti izvo machiefs vanhu vanogara nevanhu ndo vanoona matambudziko evanhu saka vanofanira kunge vachimira nevanhu but muno muZimbabwe manje kana munhu akanga angopesana nehurumende iri kutonga yeZanu-PF tinoona kuti chief iyeye anobva apinda mukati nematambudziko zvese zviri kunzi izvo vazogara pasi vakaongorora kuti haana kupinda nenzira kwayo mazuva ose aya vanga vakanyarara nei zvinobuda pachena kuti aiwa inyaya yekungoti mashoko ake aanotaura sepaakambotaura mashoko aya ekuti izvo gavhumendi inokundwa ivhini nemahedman ake zvinhu zvinovabata izvozvo nepamusana pekuti izvo havadi kuudzwa zvekuita dai tanga tine machifu akawanda muzimbabwe muno vanenge pfungwa dzinenge dzavanhu venu taiona kuti zvinhu zvainyatsofamba zvakanaka nekuda kwokuti machifu ndo ari kushandiswa ivhanu pakugoyiwa kwezvinhu pakusarudzwa kwemasabhu kumamisha unoona kuti izvo machifu anopindira zvikuru nekuti vanenge vachishandiswa nehurumende iri kutonga iyi
aiwa mashoko makukutu chaizvo tinokutenda yamhino kuti maa muri kuda kutaura here pamusoro pezviri kuitika kuna amai Mary Chiwenga
avo tinongoti vangosanganawo nefodya ivo yavanoputa nekuda kwokuti izvo mukatarisa vanhu ivavava kana vachinge vakagara zvakanaka havaone matambudziko anosangana nevamwe ndichiri kuyeuka mukadzi wachiwenga mumwe wakasiyana naiyoyo akamborova mutatu wenhau mushop iyewo iko zvine zvaasanganawo nazvo zvanga zvichimufambirawo zvakanaka izvozvo mwari anenge achida kuti vanhu vanyatsoona kuti chaunoitira mumwe unopedzera wasangana nacho hapana aiziva kuti vamugabe vachapedzera vataura kuti handichavhotiri ZANU-PF asi zvakazoitika mukati mekurarama saka chinongori chidzidzo kune vanhu vakawanda kuti vasafunge kuti izvo vacharamba vachifambirwa neupenyu rimwe gore ndo vanenge vaakutambudzikawo munguva inotevera
aiwa mashoko makukutu muve nezuva rakanaka kuChinoyi kwamuri uko
hamaita zvenyu
babai.
Yes, Mavela, we've got two callers right now. Volta Moyo and Ubabu Ndiweni. Sir, kasa ngawe, Baba Moyo. Uyangiswe kutu mwende?
Yes, niyaguza, gipsi kunjani.
Yes, ya pila akulu. Ula mta wane ngisibi, ula mta nilinyinga umzuzo otwa, utu ucho, office kukucho, ngo, nge topike otwa, obo sewa we inye. Kasa ngawe, Ndiweni, utinu ngako.
Ndi government, ivele ibinga melangi zifike khona apho ibizipha amandla ukuthi yona yesifaka ama chief yesikupa ama chief ngoba indaba leyana nyama traditional leaders ukungadingi ukuthi izifika la kuwo president into nje ukuthi bona sebefuna ukuzenza i-government yaphuma ekasimithi ukuthi bisebenzisa ama chief ngendlela ebiyindezela abantu abamnyama so ngala kathi ukukhuluma ungameli ibandla lezano kumele uhlukuluze uchief ndiwena kula cala lalo abe abachiyane laye akhokhele abantu ngendlela is a tradition. He's not a politician. Abachiyane laye abantu bankibo bamfuna abantu bankibo yibo bamfakile.
Mhm. Kuzo kuya eka nkosikazi Jiwenga ubona njani
kubi kakhulu babadule ukuthi nxa umuntu ususalana lo muntu ongumama ususebenzisa amandla akho ezomba ngazwe usumuyenza khonokhwana ulokhu umdinge namacala ukuthi umbophe but kuzatshenisa ngile themba lokuthi abejudiciary bazayikhangelisisa into leyi akulacala elizaba khona ngoba akukhanyi ukuthi ube ngaze ayenze lezi zinto zonke nguye yedwa abantu bemkhangele lapha sekuyi-victimization ngesilungu ukuthi mhlawumbe akusafunanwa sekumele kufikisane ngendlela enjalo bensithi inhlanganiso zabomama into lesi zakhuluma ngayo ngoba kubi kakhulu omama bengathiswa kanjalo loba singasabafuni.
Siyabonga kakhulu-ke moya ungadina kusasa ba.
Siyabonga.
Ye sihle sithatha ubaba Ndiweni khonapho. Baba Ndiweni kunjani?
Njani baba?
Hayi siyaphila kakhulu Ndiweni. Abantu baningi sibili Ndiweni namhlanje. Siqalise ngodaba likaNdiweni ngamafutshane.
Ngithiseka kakhulu ngoNdiweni ngoba enguNdiweni wakithi engikwaziyo mina ukuthi induna mayizokhethwa kulento ukuthiwa yi-family tree eyenziwayo eba responsible ukuthi each family tree ukuthi vele kuze kungene nakutheni kodwa engikwaziyo mina ngonhlanhla ngoba ngiwangakithi kuyikuthi ubaba mkhulu uKhayisa nguyo owampointayo ukuthi ngiyongena ezicathulweni zami uhulumende waku-approve wakuvuma lokho wamgcoba uba induna ugcikitwe ngo-2014 umuntu lokhu uzofika namhlanje sebemkhupha ngoba sekwenze njani nxa ukuthi ubonakele ngumuntu owagenesi manje kakhulu iparty ibandla elibusayo mina ngakhuluma lather day ngathi into zomba ngazo venana ndawala zangu kwe-MDC angikho kwe-party angilasikhathi but okuqakathekile ngizama ukukhalad point uhulumende kumele astay away of le ngoba le nto le is a problem of i-family yena akula problem ko-family into ekube khona nguye obe le problem lo nhlanhla kuphela
lokhu-ke okuthiwa uJoram ufuna ukungena-ke uhamba njani
baba
okuthiwa uJoram Ndiweni laye ufisa ukuthi ngangiyongenayo kuthiwani ngoJoram Ndiweni manje
isigaba esikhona sebefuna ukuthatha i-advantage bethi i-family tree ithi uJoram Ndiweni ngiyongenayo kodwa enzama ukuchaza khona ukuthi ubaba ngokwakhe ebantwaneni bakhe bazele kwazi kuyinto yasegumeni ekhithini lakhe ngiyowapointayo ukuthi ngifuna lo ngesizathu sakhe eso ayesazile njengomuntu omdala athi lesi esokuthiwa sokumele akhujwe inxathi ukuthini uNdiweni uyalishwa ngenxa ukuthi ukhulume agenesi iphathi yezami
hhayi siyakuzwa eNdiweni sibongile baba.
Yebo kakhulu bengifisa ukukhuluma la ngonkosikazi kaChiwenga.
Yebo,
ngonkosikazi kaChiwenga. Namhlanje sokuvezwa amacala wonke lawo ngenxa yokuthi sokuyisigaba sokuthi kulokungayo. Sokuyi-coward esisenziwa manje phezu kwankosikazi. Amacala lawo ngathi awalandelela asomacala ayenziwa izolo. Kodwa selethiwe lidenziwe kade belindisiwe nezezovuswa namhlanje ngenxa yokuthi sokuyindaba. Lena indaba yase-bedroom ngakuyenzakala bangasebenzisi njalo amandla abo besenza ukuthi at the end of day baliswa abantu besifazane abangelamandla bahluthunelwa amandla kanti abesifazane labo balelungele kuma-50 finto kumele bathole ama-rights wabo benza bakufana namhlanje useliswa inxa ukuthi kuthiwa ngasafuni lo muntu
Andiweni baba sibongele kakhulu
niyabonga kakhulu lambonge kakhulu baba
okay babayi
tine vatereri vakamirira pari zvino haro mukoma Donald
alo titimavhenasina mukoma Gips mazera sei
aiwa tiri wadi asidzikisai volume yenyu tiri kuzvinzwa ikoko.
Alright.
Ehe taura yenyu tinzwi.
Ah ndoda tanga ngune nyaya ya Chief Ndiweni.
Ehe moti gaga nasi pano pari kupisa.
Izvinongoradza ngoti ndeze matonge gwenyika tete mavenasi. Nekuti Chief charumbira pachavo mukuru wamadzishe muZimbabwe vanotombobuda vachiradza kuti vanotsigira bato rekutonga rezanupiyefu. Asi hatina kana mbo wakana musi hwano wavakambonzi vanefiwa nezanupiyefu kwa kuti vanzi semuchita zvematonge gwenyika. Chief chachaya mangwe nasi vava kutaurawo vachipigira wabato ravanoda yava mhosva manje kana kuti vava kutsvaka zvekuti vakagadzirwa sei dei kuri kunzi nyaya iyi kusimudziwa nevemumhuri kuti haisi dangwe kana kuti kudii manje ivo hurumende ndo yava kutoinfiltreta kuda kupinza kana kutsvaka kuyonganisa vanhu vemhuri kuti nokutoziva kuti vanogona kuzviita kupa vamwe vanhu mari womumhuri machiti Ndiweni kuti vati zvekuti vari kuita like dispute yekuti vamagadzigwa vakati hasiwo ndozviziva hedu asi kuti ihurumende isina kunyatso kutsarukana ndozvinonesa asi tichitarumbira vanhu toto zvinotozikamwa tinozabhuda badza rezvasiyo asi hatina chatakamboona chatakwa chavakamboitwa kana kumiswa pamberi pedare vachinzi chotohwa kana vanhu mukabvunzana nekumasvingo vanotokuudza kuti tichitarumbira history yavo vanotonzi ainga aitwa muzukuru vakakurira kuzambia bata tinangomboziva zvichitaukwa izvozvo tichitarumbira asi woushe kana kuti ndiye mukuru wamadziche but mukatarira history yavo kana mukatuma mukoma Gandhi maramba kuti research ya chicharumbira munogona kushokeka
ah mukoma mune data rese tipedze saitinzwi
ndozvenda hangu kunyaya yamaichiwenga iyo izvozvo ndezvekuti kana zvinhu zvaazokushatirawo mumwe musi wo zvinto zvazoita asi kubudisa havo mari vaingobudisa tozvizviona vose vari vakuru ava vanongobudisa mari munyika zvangozoshata kuti vakunetsana mumba mavo asi ngavachirega kuti nyaya dzemumba mavo dzine zvenyika mukati dzigonyatsokuwana audience vanhu vaterere no
aiwaota
dziri nyaya dzavo vaserepareke zvekuti kwai zvite zvekuti iko zvinhu zvakuta zvekuti vari kunyaya kuva concerned necorruption yet no havasi concerned necorruption
iye
vangadai vakatosunga vakuru yaiyo murume wavo
mashoko makukutu mukoma regai titore vamwe nhasi pari kupisa panapa
aiwa maita basi
thank you I think we have another caller Tawanda hello mukoma Tawanda
ego imakadini
aiwa tiriwadi tiri kutaura nemi muri kupi
ndiri muZimbabwe ndiri mukwekwe
taurai tinzwi nhasi tine gangu pikai yamada
ndiri kutsika nyaya yachifi iyo iri kunzi ivo vanofanira kunge vachimiswa pabasa ravanenge vachiita mudzinga mavo nekuda kwekuti vanenge vachitsigira bato ravanoda ndiri kuona sekuti matongere wayo anenge akaoma nekuti tikatarisa zveumambo zviri mudzinza saka katikatarisa zveumambo zvemao zviri mudzinza unoona zvava kuzotongwa nevatungamiri venyika nenyaya yekuti vanenge vane dambudziko rekuzoti kana vakuita zvemaelection vanoda kunohoda machifi kuti vataure navanhu kuti vasapote bato ravo izvo zvinoita kuti vazoita kuzonotitorera kana kuti kunotidamburira zvatinenge tichifanira kwetakahurina
aiwa mashoko makukutu hameno kana muda kupedzisa
ndoda kupedzisa ndichiti inini ndaifungidzira kuti dai madzimadzi vatungamiriri vatenge vachitonga vachitungamirira munyika vange vachitungamirira vanhu kwete kutonga vanhu sokuti ukatarisa kuti dzimwe nyaya dzinoitwa nzekuti kana munhu akataridza kuti inini mari yandiri kupiwa haisi kundikwanira vakaratidza kuti kuhurumende tiwedzerewo mari vanotongwa vachitibva pabasa ko ivo vanenge vachibviswa nani vanenge vachiita zvisingafadzi vana vezimbabwe
aiwa mashoko makukutu tinotenda Gibbs.
Now let's turn to thank you so much to Mr. Machumani Ncube. Mr. Ncube, your last word in terms of, you know, Mrs. Chiwenga's chances of being granted bail and maybe succession chances of Mr. Ndweni's case in court. Just in brief there, Mr. Machumani Ncube.
The constitution says everyone is presumed innocent until they are proven guilty. That's the overriding principle when it comes to bail matters. Obviously, I'm not privy to, you know, the issues that are involved. But from what we have seen, I think we had more serious cases. People have appeared in court on murder charges, on treason charges, they've been admitted to bail. So all the court needs to do is to put in place appropriate conditions to ensure that the accused person does attend court. And then in respect of the Ndweni issue, I think his lawyers assist with the matter, but I suppose one of the things that could be done is to review the decision that has been made to suspend him, because I do not think that it has been made in accordance with the law.
Baba Machobana Spongle Akulu, thank you so much for having joined us tonight.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. So let's hear what Mr. Pilif Kaole said in an interview about the Ndweni issue. Mr. Kaole belongs to the ruling ZANU-PF party. He's always coming here time and again. Let's hear what he said about this.
uyakhanya egcekeni ukuthi vele ungumuntu we-MTC Alliance.
Kodwa yena ngokutsho kwakhe uthi wake wahamba emhlanganweni webandla leZANU-PF. Esuka lapho waya emhlanganweni we-MDC, waya emhlanganweni weZaphu le-MRP. So uthi yonke indawo phela uyinduna yabantu. So khangazana abantu bayagcizelela khonoku ngokumncedisa khonoku abakwenzayo. Akunjalo babakhawule.
Akulanto enjalo. Into enjalo okukhona ukuthi ubephuma kuloma audio amanye amalobuzeni akho amavideo akade ephuma edlalwa lapha ekhuluma ngokuthi abantu bahambe beyitshengisela abantu abangena emgwaqweni. Yonke inhlelo zakhe zethu vele ephikisana lohulumende weZANU-PF. Kwesegcekeni kodwa esebenza ekhulumela njalo i-opposition. Even le mngwabeni kaDimiso Dabengwa weqhawe ngalo Dimiso Dabengwa wakhuluma vele e-attacka kakhulu umongameli lehulumende yakhe. Bakatshiyane lakho kobudula lokwangene kwezombangazwe. Abamnika imali nje bamkhusele angene kwezombangazwe.
Kodwa-ke kuyinokubi ngokuthi induna ichothoze uhulumende?
Akulanto embi ngokuthi induna ibe lo mbono wayo otshiyene kumbe lohulumende. Kodwa kubi induna nto iyakhuluma ukuthi hayi kodwa lokhu hayi ayisikho. Kodwa but nxa induna zisihamba emhlanganweni isisiyathi ngale nxa iphuma emhlanganweni isisiyaqoqa abantu ukuthi kabatshengisele beyenze kwakhona abade bekwenza ngo-January okokuganga lokuhamba bedemonstrata bedilize impala zabantu bekulinyazwa abantu. Hayi induna enjalo yena ingaseyinduna. Yabe yaseyinduna isiyinkalakatha yenye ye-politician. Wozombangazwe kangene kwezombangazwe endiweni yindawo yakhe leyo ayifaneleyo.
That is Mr. Biliv Gawule of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Meanwhile, it seems as if there is a lot of money that has been raised in the past 2 days for Mr. Ndweni. It is being run under the hashtag I support Chief Ndweni. So it is a GoFundMe fundraising campaign. So I see that so many people are actually donating money towards this cause. So anyway, that's how things are.
We have Maini Kaur on our VOA Shona Facebook page from MDC. She's the women's spokesperson there. I think she wanted to comment on the Chiwenga issue, but we will try and call you before the end of the program. Maini Kaur of the MDC, since we've just heard from ZANU-PF there, we were listening to Mr. Gawule speaking about the issue. I think, what was he speaking on, Gibbs?
Mr. Gawule was saying that it seems as if Ndweni is a politician. He says it's untrue that Ndweni actually attended various meetings, ZANU-PF, MRP, MDC, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So he was saying that he's specifically MDC. He says there are videos that testify to that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he further said that, you know, this fundraising campaign, of course, they should give him money for him to campaign as a politician,
mm-hmm.
not as a traditional leader. So he's saying that, in essence, Mr. Ndweni is an opposition leader and not a traditional chief.
Pana kudzai mazari retakamirira kunzwa kuna Maini Kaur tisatavhara edu chirongwa chedu. Pana Taru Bemero ari kuti iniwo ndiri weimba yeushe. Hanzi mudzimba dzeushe dzese munama, hanzi munama kakatanwa nekuti mune kuguta. So this our follower here on VOA Shona is saying he is also of the chieftainship house, but mm-hmm. he says there's always, you know, the issue of people actually fighting for the position, because once you get it, you live a better life, he says.
Mm-hmm.
Mashipe Cosmas, and I'm listening to you from Mashingo. Arigaitende kuna Mainiko. Hello, Mainiko. Ngwedi ajikana na saka mungo ti ga ga ga. Tawara enyu.
Masara say she's my very
square.
But bata.
It's our aim.
Panya chief do any susuno was support. No kuti the chief were one who waste. Chief do any avana battle was a rare kira, who couldn't shoot or no gaule, she's a chocoadi. Sagawa on a kum sangano yakawanda. Sagawa on a kum sangano is ZANU-PF. Nyaya is the matter raging. The Zana chief, when his ZANU-PF Gavasian in Nazo. Kutorerei chwa michele chino titi government haifani rukunge ichipindira munyaya dzema chief. Makambo dzawane ku government yekubrijina ichipindira nyaya dza queen.
Aiwa mufunzo mukuru asingo yedu yadyanana saka tichati tida kutora zvakare mangwana tinenge tichienderera mberi tichikurukura nyaya idzodzidzi.
Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Machobana Ngobe, and all those who actually joined our show. Signing off, he skips to be in Washington, D.C., saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
I would also like to thank all those that actually participated in the show. We had very interesting and diverging views. And thank you all those that were following us on VOA Shona Facebook page. Please continue to share the feed. Let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei, where we'll further more discuss issues affecting Zimbabwe. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya. Have a very good night.